Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Gimel. We left off on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. We are at Elamei Ata, on the bottom line of Daf Beis Amud Beis. So yesterday we discussed Rav's Shita, where Rav said that we had a machlokas in the Mishnah about how large it's Tzuris HaPesach, how large the Pesach of a Mavoi can be in order to be matir with a Korah. So the Mishnah had said, a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama said that if it's Gavol, the Malam Yasser Mamma, you might eat. If it's higher than 20 Amos, it needs to be made smaller. Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't need to be made smaller, it could be larger than 20 Amos. So Rav was Mechadesh, that the idea of Gavol, the Malam is learned from the Pesach of the Heichal, because the Pesach of the Heichal was also 20 Amos, so we see that that's the definition of Pesach. So our daf is going to begin by continuing to question Rav's Shita, that the Rabbanan learned the dimensions of an opening to a Mavoi from the entrance of the Heichal, and we're going to specifically focus on when a protrusion in the architecture of the door helps and when it doesn't help. We also mentioned the need for a Schach and a Sukkah to be within 20 Amos of the ground, and we're going to compare that to a Mavoi. Next topic the Gemara is going to discuss is whether a korah over a mavoi or schach on a sukkah that's partially within 20 amos from the ground and partially more than 20 amos from the ground is kosher. And the Gemara explains why the halacha may not be the same in the cases of mavoi. In the case of sukkah, there may be different halachas. And then finally, the Gemara is going to get into that since sometimes an amma means 5 tefachim, sometimes it means 6 tefachim. So Rav Nachman teaches which kinds of amos we use with regard to the measurements of a mavoi, which kinds of amos we use in regards to the measurements of a sukkah. That's the sugya on Gimel and Beis. So let's pick up. We're on the bottom line of Daf Beis and Beis, and again we're questioning Rav's Shita that we learn the shear of a Pesach of a Mavoi based on the Pesach of the Heichal. So says Gemara El Me'ata, if we're really going to make this comparison, Lo Tahani Le Amaltara, then by a Mavoi an Amaltara shouldn't help. An Amaltara is some type of architectural protrusion, something unusual, something that sticks out of the top of the entranceway, which will make it very recognizable. So and we're assuming that an Amaltara, not just assuming, we're going to prove it soon, that an Amaltara works to allow for the Pesach of the Mavli to be even more than 20 Amos high. But if the entire idea of a 20 Amos Pesach is learned from the Pesach of the Heichal, by the Pesach of the Heichal, it had an Amaltara, and still it was only 20 Amos high and not any higher. The Heichal Amaltara Havilei, the Heichal had an Amaltara, Vafilu Hachi Esramam Huda Gavoa. Still, it was only 20 amos high. It was not more than 20 amos high. Ditnan, how do I know that it had an amaltara? Because it says beferish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Midos, Chamesh amaltaros shel mila hayu al gabav zulam alamizu v'zulam alamizu. There were 5 amaltaros of mila. Mila, Rashi says, is a type of wood. Shegedelin bo milin v'heim afatzim. Afatzim is like a gallnut juice we have it in Gittin a lot. It's what they would use to treat hides. But either way, but the bottom line is that they had these wooden amaltaraos, these wooden protrusions sticking out above the doorway, one above the other, by the Pesach of the Heichal. So don't you see that even though it had an amaltara, it still was only allowed to be 20 amos high and no higher? So says Ravai Maitiufta, Dilma Kitanya Hi, the amaltaraos, Bulam Tanya. No, why is that a kasha? Maybe when we talk about the amaltaraos by the doorway in the base of Migdash, it's not talking about the Pesach of Heichal. Maybe it's talking about the Pesach of Ulam, but Eino Chinami, the Pesach Heichal didn't have any amaltaraos. So right away the Ritva jumps all Dilma. I mean, you ask a kasha on Dilma with a Dilma. Maybe it's talking about the Pesach. So this isn't a kasha. There's an answer to the kasha. So this Dilma is not such a problem. We're saying you can't ask a kasha because maybe it wasn't that way. But here's where it gets into trouble. The next line: V'hai mai kushya Dilma tavnis Heichal ketavnis Ulam. Yeah, but you're right. Maybe it was only by the Ulam. But maybe the Mishnah only was talking about the Ulam, but maybe the Tavnis Heichal is just like the Tavnis Ulam, and therefore maybe the Tavnis Heichal had an Amaltara also. So what if maybe it had an Amaltara, and maybe it didn't? Our whole kasha is that it had an Amaltara, and still was only allowed to be Chaf Amos. So that's a raya that Amaltara doesn't work. So now we're saying, what's the raya? The raya is that maybe it had an Amaltara, and that's a raya that it doesn't work? Well, maybe it didn't. You can't bring a raya with a maybe. So this is something the Rishonim already discussed. The Ritva points out, the lashon of Dilma over here is lav dafka, because you can't say it's a suffik. He says ain't suffik bedavar. It's beferish amidos that the Pesach ulam had chamesh hamalta ra'os. So the first Dilma is not a suffik, and when it says v'dilma tavnis hechel k'tavnis ulam, also the lashon of Dilma is lav dafka, because certainly the tavnis hechel is like the tavnis ulam, that both doorways, both entranceways had amalta ra'os. So clearly over here the lashon of Dilma is lav dafka. In the Paras Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, he says Dilma is another way of saying Maisa, that the Maisa Hamishkan, that the way it was made, the way it was constructed, is a lashon of Dilma. He brings a raya that the Maisa Tavnis Hechel. So is what the Gemara means. Not that it's not a lashon of maybe. However, it's important to note the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Dalet Halacha Ches writes that the ulam had an amaltera, and by the Hechel he never writes that it had an amaltra. So the Rambam seems to have understood that this Lashon of Dilma is actually a maybe, and he's not convinced that the Hechel had an amaltra at all. Very difficult, because how's the Gemara bringing a Raya? So the Gemara's Kashi is Alam Amrabi La Amrav Rach V'Dalet Afal Bishenu Bria Im Yesha Amaltra Afilu Gavoy Yosem Yosem Amma Eino Tzorek L'Ma'ed, that if it has the proper width, even though it's not very strong and it has an amaltra, so even if it's more than 20 amos high, ain't no tzarich l'mayit. You don't have to make it any shorter, because it could be, it's kosher when it's more than 20 amos high, as long as it has an amaltra. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can we say that Rav learns it from the Pesach HaHechel, if he learns from the Pesach HaHechel that an amaltra shouldn't work to allow it to be more than 20 amos high, because the Pesach HaHechel is only 20 amos high with an amaltra? So why then does Rav say it's Rabbi Law Omar Rav? Rav says that an amaltra works to even allow you to make it more than 20 amos high. So Rav Yosef, Amaltara Masnisahi. So Rav Yosef says this concept of Amaltara is that it allows more than 20 amos high is not a statement of Rav, rather it's a Braisa. But Rav himself, you can't ask a stira in Rav. Rav himself doesn't hold this way. It's just a Braisa that says that an Amaltara would allow more than 20 amos high. Rav says, Ha Amaltara Daisua Mishmei de Rav, Lo Rav Amara, Detikshi de Rav Adrav, El Masnisi. Don't ask a stira in Rav. Rav is not the one who said that Amaltara is okay more than 20 amos high. It is a brisa. So man katanila. So who's the one that taught the brisa? Am Rabbi Vachama Brei de Rabba Baravua katanila. Chama Brei de Rabba Baravua taught it. Okay, good. So it's a brisa, nothing to do with Rav. So frek the Gemara. Yeah, but Rav generally doesn't like to argue with brisas. Rav is an Amora and generally doesn't like to argue with brisas. Now, when he actually does argue with the brisa, we just say Rav Tanuhu Palik. But we prefer not to have to say that. We prefer to keep Rav in line with all the brisas. So v'tavi amaltra masni. So good, the idea that an amaltra works from 120 amos is a brisa. So that brisa should be a kasha and Rav. Rav is an amora. So amalach Rav, dala no mehacha, masniyasa milo kashina adadi. Rav says, leave me out of it. Just look at brises. You have stiras and brises about this, whether an amalta works above 20 amos or not. So you don't have to ask any kashas on me. Take me out of the picture entirely, and you have a stira and brises. Why? Why do you have a stira and brises? We already saw all the brises that there's stira. We have the brisa that we just quoted that amaltara works when it's more than 20 amos high, and then we have the brisa that we mentioned yesterday that says that the rabbanon hold that the chaf ama, the idea of 20 amos, comes from pischa shel hechel. If it comes from pischa shel hechel, so amaltara doesn't work for more than 20 amos high, because the pesach of the hechel had an amaltara and was still only 20 amos. So that's a stira and brises. Elamayusach lememar tanoi dinami tanoi. So obviously you're gonna have to say it's machlokas tanoim anyway. So I also hold it's machlokas tanoim. So it's fine. That's how Rav would deal with it. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar below Rav Masiyasa Adadi Lo Kasher. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no, this isn't a stira between two brises. He doesn't think that this is going to be a machlokes tanaim. The Rabbanon Korah Taima Mai Mishum Hekera. Why did the Rabbanon allow a Korah? What's the whole purpose of a Korah? Why does it allow carrying in the Mavoi? Because it serves as a hecker. There's a chiddush of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The purpose of the Korah is that if you're about to walk out from the Mavui into the Rishus Ram, the Mavui, which we said yesterday according to Shitas Rashi, has din of Rishus HaYachin Midah Raisa. If you're about to walk from there into the Rishus Harabim, you should realize that you're about to walk into a Rishus Ram. So in case you're carrying carrying anything, you'll put it down before you go out into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's the whole point. It's just a hecker. But we had a brisa that said that we learn about the Pesach of the Heichal, where it had an entranceway of 20 amos. That was only a simana bialma. The Pesach of the Heichal is only a way of remembering the shear of 20 amos. But eino chinami, and a maltera will work as long as you have a hecker that works, that actually serves to remind you. That's good enough. So even if your Pesach is more than 20 amos, with an amaltera, the amaltera makes it unique enough that it's going to remind you. So that's all you really need. You just need something that will help remind you. What about the Braisa that said that we learn from the Pesach of the Eichel? It didn't say we learn from the Pesach of the Eichel. The Braisa mentioned the Pesach of the Eichel so you could remember that the key number is 20 amos, and you won't make a mistake and think that the key number is 25 amos or 30 amos or something else. But in a chinami, the rules of what works for the Pesach of the Eichel and what works for a Mavoy are completely different rules. They have nothing to do with each other. Pesach of the Eichel is just a number. It's a way to remember that the number without an amaltera is 20 amos, and with an amaltera, but with an amaltera, it will be more than 20 amos. So that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. So a couple of points over here. The Rashba asks that if you in Masechta Sukkah, we also talk about 20 amos, as we mentioned yesterday, and we're going to mention again today that 20 amos is the limit of the height of the sukkah according to the Rabbanan in the first mission Masechta Sukkah, because sukkah shigavol malam yasramam is psula. Three different reasons the Gemara gives why it's possible, but the Rashba says if you look at the Gemara in Sukkah, it's clear in the Gemara that when the schach is gevol lemal meyasrim, it's possible. That's only when ein defanos magiyos l'schach, when the walls don't go all the way up to the schach, so your eye won't catch the schach when it's that high, because your eye won't go straight up because the walls stop short of the schach. So your eye will only take you to the top of the walls, and then it will stop, so you're never going to see the schach. But if the defanos or magiyos l'schach, if the walls reach all the way to the schach, so then it could be lemalam mechafama. Then the sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos. So why is it by a korah of a mavoi it's not allowed to be more than 20 amos? Aren't the walls of the mavoi in the go straight up to the korah, go straight up to the beam? So if it goes straight up to the beam, shouldn't we assume that your eye will catch it? So and yet we still assume that it's possible when it comes to the mavoi when it's lemalam mechafama. So that's the kash of the Rashba. So the Rashba says that by sukkah, since the walls are very wide, they have to be at least 7 tefachim wide, so there's a hecker al yedei defanos, because you're always looking, you're going to see the walls, you're not going to miss the walls. The walls themselves have to be 7 tefachim wide, so then you're going to see through looking at the walls, you're going to catch the schach even the malam yasr mama. But a korah is only 1 tefach wide, so there's no hecker le malam yasr mama, even though the kosei amavui reach all the way to the korah, and even if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's still not a good enough hecker. There's no significant, when the walls are not significant enough to bring you all the way to the korah. So the Rashba says, if I am correct, if the korah is 7 tefachim wide kashir sukkah, so it turns out ainot tzarich lemayit, because we assume that that you will catch it, that your eye will catch it, as long as it's it fits that shear. However, the Mi'iri wonders that the Gemara should have mentioned this din of Shiva Tvachim. If the Rashba is correct, then maybe the Gemara should have mentioned that sometimes it's allowed to be l'malam echafama. So the Mi'iri says there has to be some other explanation. He says, no, by sukkah, since the sukkah typically is not just bare walls and schach, but very often there are decorations hanging down from the schach, so that in conjunction with the walls, both of them together, will allow you to catch the fact that the schach is there, even when it's the malam yasr mama. By a mavui, typically a koras a mavui, they wouldn't decorate it. So there's nothing there to help you to catch the fact that the schach is the malam yasr, that the korah is there when it's the malam yasr mama. It's a fascinating discussion in the poskim, though. We're saying that an amaltera works when it comes to a mavoi. Does an amaltera work when it comes to the other halachos of chafama? What about ner chanukah? Ner chanukah l'mal mechafama is no good. You have to have ner chanukah within chafama. So can you make an amaltera? Can you make something that just sticks out about ner chanukah that will remind you? So this is a discussion in the achronim. So he said, what about putting like flowers or something, some colorful lights or something up there to remind you? So he quotes in the back of the Masifta, they have this section called Pnimei Halacha, quotes from Kovetz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael. 23rd volume, okay, where they quote from Hagon Rav something Koparchak, that l'chora hayom yesh etza shel amaltra shatovil gamul dasataz, that we have an amaltra that we can come up with, shem tziu noros chashmal tzivonios, shem dhokos v'nichvos kol rega, you could have flashing colorful lights, and therefore when you're walking down the street, you can't miss the flashing colorful lights near your Ner Chanukah, so that should serve as an amaltra, that you put it right near your Ner Chanukah, and you'll catch the Ner Chanukah. It's a little funny, no? Flashing colorful lights that time of the year, probably people aren't going to think of as an amaltra for Ner Chanukah, so I thought that was a little bit odd, that that would be the choice of the amaltra. No, the post can point out that anyway, Ner Chanukah is a difficult dimyon. The very idea of light in a dark area is itself an amaltra, and still it's built into the din that lamala mechafama, it's no good. So it's built into the din, meaning light in a dark area is always something that's very recognizable, and still we say lamala mechafama is no good. So obviously it's built into the din in Ner Chanukah that you can't have lamala mechafama. So not so convincing that you can have. Sfasemis discusses this, whether you could have an amaltra by these other halachas as well, or it only works over here. Anyway, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says Gemara. Wait a second. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says the whole din is din in Heker. So honey, chayi lo sfir lehada Rabba. Eli isfir lehada Rabba. That works out great if he doesn't hold of Rabba. But if he holds of Rabba, why? What did Rabba say? Dam Rabba ksiv leman yedu do rosechem ki besukos hashavti ad esrim ama adam yodea shador besukal lemal meesrim ama ein adam yodea mishum shlo shalta be'ena. If he holds of Rabba that the reason that a sukkah cannot be more than 20 amos high is based on the pasuk leman yedu doroseichem, that when you sit in the sukkah, you're supposed to realize that you're sitting in the tzel of the schach, and you can only realize that when it's within 20 amos. So flugi b'tarti lamali. So the same machlokas we have by Mavoi about how high it can be, and you'll still recognize it, because again, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mavoi is all about Heker. We have that same machlokas Tanayim when it comes to Sukkah. And Sukkah, it's also all about Heker. It's all about, do you recognize, do you see that you're sitting in the tzel of the Sukkah? Why would you have to have the same machlokas Tanayim in both places? They're arguing about the same thing and the same shitos. Tanakama versus Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama could only be Chafama. Rabbi Yehuda could be more than Chafama. Why would they argue in both places? Says Gemara Tzricha. We need to have the machlokas in both places. Diash min gavi sukkah. If I only have the machlokas by sukkah, balkam Rabbi Yehuda kimin duli shiva avida shalt ve'ena. Avum avodili hiluch avidei memodel l'rabbanon. I would say that Rabbi Yehuda would say by sukkah it's okay to be more than 20 amos high because you're sitting there all the time. You're living there the entire time. So chances are you'll catch the fact that you're sitting in a sukkah after a while, even if the schach is very high. But by a mavi, you're just walking by. So it's not as easy to catch the fact that there's a korah that's more than 20 amos off the ground. So maybe Rav Yehuda would be boda by a mavi that it has to be within 20 amos. V'yashmin baha, and if he only would have told me the machlokas by a mavi, I would say baha kami rabbanon. By a mavi, the rabbanon are going to be so strict. Aval bahachim, moda to Rav Yehuda. But maybe by a sukkah, there'll be moda to Rav Yehuda that it could be in the malam echafama. Tzricha, that's why I need the case both by mavi, the machlokas to be taught both by Mavoi and by Sukkah to show that both Shitos remain consistent in their opinion, both by a case of Sukkah where you're there all the time and you're living there, and the case of Mavoi where you just happen to walk by. Now this pasuk leman yedu dorasechem, to realize that you're sitting in Sukkah, the Bach, as quoted in Mishnah Brura, has a phenomenal chumrah based on leman yedu. The Bach says that there's machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph, why it is that we sit in Sukkah. What's the manye de Dor Seichem? What are we remembering? So are we remembering Anani HaKavod, or are we remembering Sukkos Mamish that Klal Yisrael sat in the Midbar? So the Tor paskins on this machlokes, and the Bach wonders, why would you paskin on a machlokes in Agadita? No, you paskin in Halacha. What are you paskin? The Tor's going to paskin on a machlokes in Agadita. Why would he even bring this Gemara? It's a nice idea kind of Gemara, but it has nothing to do with Halacha. So says the Bach, it must be that the Torah assumed that leman yedu dorasechem is a mechayev, that when you're sitting in Sukkah, you have to remember exactly what you're supposed to be remembering. So when you're sitting in Sukkah, you have to know whether you're supposed to be thinking about the Anani HaKavod, or you're supposed to be thinking about Sukkah's Mamish. And it could be you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Sukkah unless you're thinking about it. That's how great the chiv of leman yedu dorasechem. Again, most poskim don't assume that way lahalacha, but that is the chiddush of the Bach, leman yedu dorasechem, just bears mention. Mentioning. Okay, my amaltra. What is an amaltra? How do you make an amaltra? How recognizable does it have to be? Rav Chama b'rei de Rabba Rav Huah amar kini. It should be like the shape of a bird's nest sticking out of the beam. Kiyas Rav Dimi amar amri b'marava paski da'arza. No, it's like these long pieces of cedar wood. Mandi, which is a little more recognizable. Mandi amar paski da'arza kolshkein, or less recognizable, I guess. Mandi amar paski da'arza kolshkein kini. If yold paski da'arza is an amaltra, then kolshkein kini is that something shaped like a bird nest is more unusual, because paski da'arza, I guess, could look like a design, but kini, says Rashi, kolshkein kini da'idi d'chashivi umilsu t'tmihi mistakel b'unshu v'chaz l'kur. It's a much more unusual thing to have by your doorway, something shaped like a bird's nest, so that's something that people will come to recognize much more quickly. But mandi amar kini av paski da'arza lo. If you hold kini, then paski da'arza would not be good enough. It's got to be something as unusual as kini. Mandi amar paski da'arza my time. The shita says paski da'arza. Why? What's his reason? Mishum denafish mishche, because it's long. Vasukah denafish mishche v'kami rabbanan de lo. But by sukkah it's also long, and still we say that it's not good enough. That it itself is not good enough. That it's not recognizable. El kivan de kachashiv is like color. No, the point of this cedar wood is that it's very chashiv wood, so that you're going to have such chashiv wood over your doorway. That's going to be something that people are going to recognize. People are going to realize that serves as a hacker. Period. Mixas kor betoch asrim, mixas kor lemalam asrim, mixas chach betoch asrim, mixas chach lemalam asrim. So what's the halacha if we know, assuming like the sheet of the Tanakhama, that 20 amos is the maximum, that you're not allowed to have a kor above 20 amos, you're not allowed to have schach above 20 amos. What if some of the schach is within 20 amos, some is above? What if some of the beam is within 20 amos, some of the beam is above 20 amos? What's this din of lemalam asrim ame? Is it that the beam cannot extend lemalam asrim ame? Or that the bottom of the beam cannot begin lemalam asrim ame? If it's part in, part out. So Amar Rabba, b'mavui kasher b'sukkah pasul. We split the psak. With the mavui it's kasher, with the sukkah it's going to be possible. Maishna b'mavui. Oh, by the way, before we get to that, just in terms of the machlokas, Rav Nachman versus Rav, Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak holds that it's all based on Hecker. So how would we pass it in such a machlokas? So the Rashba says that we pass it like Rav Nachman, because Heter Kor is based on Hecker, and it's not based on Pischa Shalulam. It's not based on the idea of Pesach, because Rav Nachman was the Basra, he was from the Achronei Amoraim, and also because Rav Nachman doesn't have to say that it doesn't have to make a machlokas Tanaim out of the two Brises, whereas Rav had to make a machlokas Tanaim. So that's that leads us to want a paskin like Rav Nachman more so than Rav. Okay, back to our Shaila now. You have it partially within 20 amos, partially above 20 amos. So Rav says we split the psak, but mavui kasher b'sukkah pasul. By mavui it's going to be kasher, by sukkah it's going to be pasul. So maishna b'mavui the kasher damrin klosh. Why is it by mavui that we assume that it's kasher? Because we assume that you klosh, which Rashi explains means roin kilu nitel also avi yos in the malav tekor adaka. Just pretend the top part of it isn't there. Meaning you have a beam that's partially within 20 amos, partially above 20 amos. Pretend the top part that's above 20 amos isn't there, and the part that's below 20 amos is a perfectly good beam. So that's what makes a mutter. So sukkah nami lem klosh. Why can't you do the same thing by sukkah? So pretend the schach that's above 20 amos isn't there, and you have the schach that's beneath the 20 amos. So you kalash avlei chamasim rumitzalasa. No, because if you thin out the schach to that extent, then you're not going to have enough schach. Meaning, when you take away the schach that's lemalam echavama, you're going to have more sunlight than you'll have shade in your sukkah. So kanami kalash avlei korah nitals beruach. Yeah, but you can say the same thing by the korah over the mavui. If you pretend that the top part of the korah is not there, then you're going to have a very weak korah that could be blown away easily by wind and is not a valid korah. El al korach nasu kishvud nishlam matechas. So what do you have to say? That by the korah you view it as if it were made out of metal. So even though the top part isn't there, you don't view it as a flimsy little piece of wood. You pretend as if it were made out of metal and it would stay there even with the wind. So achinami al korach nasu tasim ru mechamasa. So say the same thing by sukkah, that even though if you were to actually take away the top part of the schach, it would be more sunlight than shade, but pretend that it has more shade than sunlight. You could view it as if it has tzilasim rumi chamasa. So again, we're back to the question, why would you split the psak? Why would you say by a mavo it's kosher, by a sukkah it's pasul? So amar Rava mi parzakya, Sukkah deliyachidhi lo mitkar. Mavi delarabim mitkri adadi. Here's the chilik. Sukkah is made for an individual to sit in the sukkah. So no one's going to remember, no one's going to realize. But when it comes to a mavoi, where it's made for rabim, matkri adadi. What does it mean? They're going to realize, recognize. What if the bottom part bottoms out, it falls out, the bottom part comes out? Is anyone going to realize that something happened and that now they have a pasul of korah or a pasul of schach on their heads? So when you're dealing with a sukkah, it's your own individual sukkah. So if the bottom schach falls out and you're left only with the schach that was the malam mechafama, you're not going to realize. But mavui, which is used by rabbim, is used by a lot of people, so if the bottom part of the korah somehow falls out and you're only left with the top part of the korah, it's the malam mechafama, somebody's going to realize, somebody's going to recognize when something goes wrong in a public type of area. So that's mitkri adadi. Ravina amar sukkah da raisa achmiru bar rabbanon, mavid rabbanon lo achmiru bar rabbanon. Ravina gives a different explanation. Sukkah's da raisa, so we're more machmir, when it's partially within chav, partially above chav, mavid's only din the rabbanon, so we're not so machmir. That is the first version of this discussion. First version of the discussion is that rabba is machmir by sukkah and makel by a mavid. And two explanations. Why? First is that the difference between a rabbim and a yachid in terms of having people remind each other, and the second explanation is the difference between a din d'oraisa versus a din d'rabbanan. This concept of madkri adadi comes up, that when you have a lot of people dealing with something that we assume they'll remind each other, comes up in a bunch of places in halacha. In Maisa Rav, in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph of the Hanhagos of the Gra, it says that the Gra was knowing to read Megillas Rus and Shir Shir Mekohelis with a bracha on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So in the Hagos Pula Sachir, it says that they asked the Gra, why isn't he Gozer? You can read with a bracha, you make such a big deal out of it. Why aren't you Gozer Shemi Yavrenu Dal Ramos Parashas Rabim, just like the Chum were Gozer by Kriyas Megillas Esther, that you might carry a Dal Ramos Parashas Rabim? So he says, Megillas Esther, if you don't have a tzibur, you read Megillas Esther be Yachid. It's something that a Yachid would have to do anyway. So then, if a Yachid is in charge of it, so he might come to be Mavid Dal Ramos. But Chavish Megillas that you chayiv to read is only in the Tzibur. If you're alone, you don't read these Megillas. It's only a din in the Tzibur. It's only a din of Kriya B'Tzibur. So therefore, we assume Matkri Adadi, that people remind each other, no one would end up carrying it. Dal Rams Brishas Rabin. You have also, he quotes here in the Masifta Gemara, he quotes from the Tashbates, from the Shalos Chuvos Chura Meshulash, that it says the minhag that we darshan between Shachris and Musaf and Shabbos, even though the Maritz Geus says that you're not supposed to learn between Shachris and Musaf, because Shemi Yimashich Bi Limudo V'lo Yispalo Musaf Bismana, we're afraid you're going to get so involved in the learning. Drush is going to be that good, and people are going to be asking questions that it's going to get so involved that you can end up not davening Musaf Bisman. So he says, yeah, but when there's a rabbin there, if you're learning yourself, so you make it caught up in you're learning. Someone in the shul is going to say, Rabbi, you know, just point to the watch and remind you that Rabbim is Matri Adadi. They'll always remind each other. And another example that he gives in Mishra Brura and Simitafresh Samachesiv Kantez Zayin, in regards to the Minhag Olam, that after Mincha and Yom Tov Rishon, they sit down and they drink Ad Mariv. He says that's Shalok Kedin, because once Safik Hashecha, there's a Chi of Kiddush, and it's Asr to be Toi Machi Kaddish. So between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, the second night of Yantiv, you need to make Kiddush, and even after Kiddush you're not allowed to eat because you have to say Kriyashma. You have to say Kriyashma Shalarvis, so you can only have Ti'ima Bavad, which is Minipero, Sopas, Kebetza, and not any more than that. So he says maybe we could be Melamed Zchus that Rabbi Maskirim Zalazeh, and they're not going to come to forget Tfilas Arvis, so we could assume that they're not going to go past the Zman and end up forgetting Tfilas Arvis. Okay, so anyway, back in the Gemara, that was all the first version of the conversation. Rav Adabar Masna Masna Lahashmaita the Rabba Ibcha. Rav Adamar Masna had the whole conversation said in the opposite direction. Amar Rabba b'mavoi pasul b'sukkah k'shera. We're more machmir by the mavoi. By sukkah we say it's kosher when it's partially within 20 amos. Maishna sukkah d'k'shera. Why is it that it's kosher by sukkah? Darmin klosh, b'mavi nami lema klosh. By sukkah it's kosher because we assume, okay, pretend the top part's not there. By mavi also, then we should be able to assume the same thing. So why we mechalik ikalash avile korah intel spuruach? No, by mavi, if you view the top part is not there, then it's a flimsy korah. Hachanami ikalash avile chamasim rumitz lasal. By sukkah also, if you pretend the top part's not there, then it's more sunlight than shade. El al korach natsu lasim rumitz lasal hachanami, al korach natsu shudin shalmateches. So obviously, you view the sukkah, the bottom part of the schach, as if it's Chamasim Ru Mechamasa. So view the bottom part of the Korah as if it's made out of metal. So Amar Rav Mi Parzakya Sukkah Del Yachid Hi Rami Anafshe Midkar. Since you are responsible for your own Sukkah, if something were to go wrong with the Sukkah, you would take care of it. Mavui Del Rabim Hi Samche Adadi Velo Medkari. But Mavui, which is made for a Rabim, people always rely on each other when there are lots of people in charge of it, because when there are lots of people in charge of something, nobody's in charge of it. You know, the expression goes that a kedera that's owned by shutvim is never going to be hot and it's never going to be cold, meaning whatever you want it to be, it's not going to be, because each person is going to rely on the other one to make sure that it gets to the temperature that it's supposed to be at, and it's never going to get there. You need one person in charge in order to make sure things actually get done rather than doing it by committee. The Marsha points out this expression, doesn't mean that one shutuf wants it hot and the other shutuf wants it cold, because then the whole mashal is wrong. It doesn't fit the mashal and the nimshal wouldn't fit when two people want different things. That's why it's a problem, because they want different things. So he said, no, it means if two people want it hot, it's never going to be hot, because each one is going to rely on the other one to make it hot. If two people want it cold, it's never going to be cold, because each one relies on the other one to make it cold. Ravina Amar, Ravina gives a different teretz, similar to the first version, except in the opposite direction. Sukkah da'arayis lo ba'yichizik, mavi drabanan ba'yichizik. It's because mavi is only drabanan that we're so much more machmir, because dinim drabanan require chizik. Sukkah da'arayisa, we're going to be machmir on our own. We're not going to need to make extra chumras. We know to treat sukkah very, very seriously. Okay, so says Gemara Vayter now. May havi Allah. So what are we paskin? Rabba bar Rav Ula Amar zevze apostel, Rav Amar zevze kashri. Even though according to both versions we had of Rabba, there was a chilik between the halacha by Mavui and the halacha by Sukkah. In halacha we say Rabba Ravula holds that it's possible both by Mavui and by Sukkah. Rava holds it's kosher both by Mavui and by Sukkah. Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavui Tanan. Now, when we say 20 Amos in the Mavui and the Sukkah, we're talking about the Chalal should be 20 Amos. That the 20 Amos, the maximum of 20 Amos, is the airspace from ground to Koro, or from the ground to the Schach. Amalei Rav Papa, so the Rava Tanya Demsaya, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, so I mean, that's why Rava says Zevzeh Kasher. Because Chalal, what the shear of 20 Amos is, the 20, there could be 20 Amos of airspace from the ground to the Schach. So Rav Papa says to Rava, I'll bring a brisa that proves you right. If a mavui is 20 amos higher than the pisco shaleichal, so you might, you have to lower it. So we learn from the pesach of the heichal. The pesach of the heichal is how high? It was 20 amos of airspace. The actual beam on the top extended above 20 amos. So you see that you're right. So, but wait a second, what does it say you're supposed to do? You put a beam from the edge of 20 amos and below. Makes it sound like the top edge of the beam has to be within 20 amos, not the bottom edge of the beam. It says, misfas esrim ulamata. So, eim ulamala. No, what it means to say is, misfas esrim ulamala, that the bottom edge of the beam could be at the 20 amos mark and the top could stick above 20 amos. Iva halamata kadani. What do you mean, eim ulamala? It doesn't say lamala, it says lamata. What it's telling me is that the shear, when we talk about the smallest size shear, it follows similar rules to the shear when we talk about the largest size shear. The lowest shear is 10 tefachim. The highest shear is 20 amos. So just like with the shear of 10 tefachim, it's obvious that we're talking about 10 tefachim of airspace, that you have to have 10 tefachim of airspace. It's not good enough if you have an opening and the let's say by a sukkah. It's not good enough if you have a sukkah that the schach, let's say you have 7 tefachim thick of schach, it's not good enough to have just 3 tefachim of airspace in the sukkah. No, you need 10 tefachim of actual airspace in the sukkah, and the schach has to be above that. So too when we talk about chaf amma. The chaf amma is chaf amma of airspace, and then above that is the schach. So Amar Rabbi Meshmed Rav Nachman, amas sukkah v'amas mavi v'amas bas chamisha. So as background, there are two types, more than two types of amas, but two basic types of amma. There's sometimes when we say amma, we mean 5 tefachim. Sometimes when we say amma, we mean 6 tefachim. There are two types of tefachim. We'll see tomorrow. There's tefach sochos and tefach. There's a tefach where your fingers are not really touching each other tightly. And then there's a tefach where you measure it with touching the fingers together very tightly. But look, for our purposes now, let's stick with two types of amas. Sometimes an amma means 5 tefachim. Sometimes an amma means 6 tefachim.
So all these shiurim that we're giving for sukkah, for mavoi, which kinds of amos are we talking about? So Abai says in the name of Nachman, amos sukkah and amos mavoi, we talk about the five tefach amos, the smaller amos. Amos klayim bam bas shisha. When we talk about hilchas klayim, then we're talking about the six tefach amos. Amos mavoi bam bas chamisha lemay hilchsa. Which halachas of mavoi do we say we measure with the small amos? Legovo ulapirtas mavoi. For the maximum height of the mavoi, which say can't be taller than 20 amos, means 20 of the smaller amos, and the pirtza of eser amos, that it can't be wider, you can't have an opening wider than 10 amos, means the smaller amos. So it's a chumra. What about the fact that the size of the mavoi has to be 4 amos? So by saying it a smaller size, that's actually a kula, by making the shear a smaller size. So no, we're going to assume that the size of the minimum size of a mavoi is not 4 amos, but rather it's 4 tfachim, and therefore anything that has to do with an amma by a mavoi is actually going to be a chumra. Or maybe you could say, no, it's ba'arba amos. The size of a mavoi is also ba'arba amos. When we say that the amos of a mavoi are five tfachim, means majority of amos used in connection with the mavoi are five tfachim. Some of them are not. So amasukah ba'amma bas chamisha l'mayilchsa, which halachos of amma by a sukkah do we say that we measure in five tfachim? L'gova l'dofen akuma. In terms of the height and in terms of dofen akuma. Dofen akuma is the concept that if you have schach puzzle on running from the edge of where the wall is until your schach kasher, it could be up until dalet amos of schach puzzle. We view the wall as if it goes right up against where the schach kasher is. So those four amos are measured with amabas chamisha tfachim. V'ika meshach sukkah barba amos t'lekula. But don't we have another din of amos by a sukkah, which is the minimum size of a sukkah has to be dalet amos, and then it's a kula if you get to use the smaller amos. You get to have a smaller minimum size. Titanya, Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, kol sukkah shein bo dalet amos l'dalet amos psula. Rabbi says, Omer Ani, that every sukkah that has dalet amos is possible. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses in Beis HaOtzar why Rabbi uses the lashon of Omer Ani. Omer Ani sounds like he's bragging, like, well, I say. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, no, it's the exact opposite. It's the equivalent of l'anias daiti. You don't have to be makabel, but my personal opinion is this. Others say, no, Rabbi has to say Omer Ani because he was the one that was misadded the Mishnayos. He's always quoting other people. So when he says something himself, he has to say, no, this is just my opinion. This is not me quoting other people. But either way, his shita is that it's got to be dalet amos al dalet amos. So k'rabbanan da'amri afilein ha'machzakas al rosh of rubu v'shulchanu. No, we're assuming like the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi's machlokas b'sol b'shamet, that it could even be rosh of rubu v'shulchanu 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and that it's not a shir in amos. V'iba yisei m'liolim Rabbi hi. Or maybe it's even going like Rabbi, v'rov amos ka'amar. And when we say that the amos of a sukkah are measured by 5 tefachim, means most of the halachos of amma relating to sukkah are measured by 5 tefachim, but in a chinami, the minimum shear of a sukkah of dalet amos by dalet amos will be measured with 6 tefach amos. Amos klayim ba'amah bas shisha l'mayhilchsa. When we said that the amah of measuring klayim is with a 6 tefach amah, with the larger amah, so what halacha were we talking about when it comes to klayim? The karachas hakerem ul'mchol hakerem. We'll explain in a minute what those things are. Ditnan. You need a minimum of a 24 amma area. Beisil says, no, just 16 amos. And a mechola kerem, which we'll see in a second what it is, Beishami says you need 16 amos, Beisil says only 12 amos. Good. What are these things? Ezoi karachas hakerem. What is a karachas hakerem? Kerem shecharev emtzi iso. Let's say you have a vineyard, but the middle part of the vineyard has been destroyed. And now you want to plant something else in that middle destroyed area. How large does the destroyed area have to be in order to not be a problem of kilei hakerem, of mixing with the vines that are surrounding on all four sides? According to Beis Hillel, if you do not have 16 amos of open space, you cannot plant anything there. If you have 16 amos, so as long as you leave 4 amos of avodas hakerem, of empty area between the surrounding kerem and the area that you're planting on all sides, and that's okay. Vezu machala kerem. What's machala kerem? What's this about? Ben kerem legeder. If you want to, if between the vineyard and a fence, you want to plant something else. Ein shom shtem esrei amma leyavizel shom. If you do not have 12 amos between the kerem and the fence, you cannot plant anything there. Hayisham shtem esrei amma nosnu kedev adasav zareas hashar. If there is 12 amos, leave 4 amos. empty, and then you could plant it right up until the fence. Ve'ikar ritzufim barba amos to lekula ditnan kerem natuel pachas me'arba amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer eno kerem v'chavam Omer kerem ronus hamtzam kilu enam. But wait a second. Sometimes it's going to be a kula to say larger amos, because the halacha is that if the vines are too tightly packed with each other and it's not a normal way to plant a kerem, we view the vines that are in the middle as if they're not there, and therefore it doesn't make up a kerem. It doesn't become a vineyard. We view the ones at the extremes that they're very far away from each other, because the ones in the middle, since they're tightly packed, are viewed as if they're not there. So isn't that a kula? So Rabbanan da Amri havi kerem. No, we're assuming like the Rabbanan that hold that it's a kerem anyway. Or you could say, no, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, but when we say that the amos of a kerem are amos, v'ashisha tefachim, are six tefach amos, it means rov amos of a kerem are six tefach amos, but in a chinami, for this halach of the tightly packed kerem, it would be ba'amabas chamisha tefachim. That was all the first version of Rav Nachman. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Verava Mishmeid Rav Nachman. That was all Abaye Mishmeid Rav Nachman. Tomorrow is the second version of Rav Nachman. Right.